Friends of Oceano Dunes, a local nonprofit whose goal is to continue vehicular access at the dunes, filed a third lawsuit May 11th against the California Coastal Commission's decision to phase out off-road vehicles at Oceano Dunes State Vehicular Recreation Area. KCBX's Sophie Lincoln has more.
The new lawsuit is known as a quiet title action, which would establish ownership to the property, thus quieting any claims or challenges to the property's title, if successful. Friends of Oceano Dunes is arguing that since the Oceano Dunes area was used by off-road vehicles before the land was owned by the public, that use created an implied dedication for off-road vehicle recreation and camping. This lawsuit alleges that under state law, no agency, including the Coastal Commission or state parks, can prohibit off-roading vehicles at the dune. Two other lawsuits filed in April are also in opposition to the Coastal Commission's March 18th decision to ban off-highway vehicles at the dunes over the next 3 years. Friends of Oceano Dunes President Jim Sudi says these suits are meant to keep the commission in check and ensure they are following the right protocols.
So these lawsuits are intended to make sure they do everything procedurally correct by the laws and the statutes.
If successful, the lawsuits would reverse the Coastal Commission's decision and provide damages to the affected organizations, including Friends of Oceano Dunes. According to Sudi, more lawsuits will soon be filed against the Coastal Commission's decision.
My family's been doing this for 60 years, and we're always painted by the other side as these killers who want to go run over endangered species and don't care about anybody else. That's the farthest from the truth.
According to the Coastal Commission's Central Coast District Supervisor, Kevin Kahn, the decision was made due to a number of reasons relating to the preservation of endangered species on the dunes, environmental justice issues, and tribal concerns. For KCBX News, I'm Sophie Lincoln.